We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, that's the business to be in. That's the business to be in. If you can
hell yeah.
If you can own a professional sports franchise, even if you do an awful job, like the owner of the A's has done. The owner of the Coyotes did.
Yes.
Just own one and then wait and wait and wait, and then someone will buy it from you for like a bunch of times more than what you spent for it. Like the longer you wait, obviously the higher it goes in value. But the guy bought the Arizona Coyotes or the Phoenix Coyotes,
$425 million
5 years ago, and then he sold them for $1.2 billion this week. Cool. Well done.
Good for him.
Well done. I'll be honest with you.
Not good for him because he's probably a horrible damn owner.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Like that's the thing is like, you know, yes, you made money for sure.
Right.
And in business, that's the end goal and all of that kind of stuff, of course. But like, I'm not rooting for these people. I don't care.
He's
going to be rich one way or the other.
But the thing with it is
he just screwed over a bunch of fans in Phoenix that love that team. That sucks.
They played in a 4,500
I don't care.
Seat arena.
Then 4,500 people are bummed out that they left.
And that
sucks.
And they couldn't fill the capacity.
There's nothing that they could do. It's not up to them. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
I can't make more people come.
I agree with that.
Every time this happens, I'm going to have the same opinion.
I know because you've been through it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Yes, you've been through this.
Yeah.
So you still, a team
you played for moved too.
Yeah,
so those fans that cheered for all you guys got screwed too.
Yeah.
So it sucks.
I mean, I understand that part because, I mean, you've been there. I've never had my.
I have.
Yeah. You cried, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I did.
Okay, I can't remember.
I absolutely did. It was awful.
I know it was.
I love the Sonics. I still do.
Were they your favorite team in Seattle?
They were.
Okay.
They were. And hopefully they'll be back someday. But they will be. Out of the hands of the people who make it possible, teams move.
Yeah. But like, I mean, all that tech up
the
there.
The fans can't do anything about it. And they're the ones that go and support it and make it worth $1 billion and all that kind of stuff. And then these guys are like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go someplace else. I think we'll just move cities.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks. It kind of makes you not want to be a sports fan
because
you dig into that kind of stuff.
Because
at the end of the day, none of them care about you really.
No.
Like, which sucks, but you're going to be a sports fan anyway, and you should.
I mean, it's all about how much.
I do feel like it'll work in Utah.
Why? It's cold?
Yeah, that's part of it.
I know the other reason.
Yeah.
I know the other reason.
Yeah, it snows.
It snows. Yeah,
and
it snows.
There's a lot of white people. So it seems like if
it snows.
If something was going to work, you know, in a city, hockey in the Salt Lake City would work.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good for Utah. They got a hockey team.
Good for them.
Now, they got a basketball team called the Jazz, and I ain't never seen or heard no blues clubs or jazz clubs in Utah.
If they're going to stick with the theme of having the most inappropriately named sports teams, because there is nothing more opposite than Salt Lake City and jazz music, what should the hockey team be called?
What?
If they're going to stick with it.
Ooh, something that the FCC won't get mad at me. I can't say it. I can't say it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's probably Coyotes in Utah, so maybe they could
sure
just stick with the name Coyotes.
I'm sure there are.
Which is what they did. I know the New Orleans Jazz were the first basketball
that.
Team
yes.
and all that.
Well, you
kind
could
of
change
stuff.
The damn team.
You
could
change
your
name.
You could change the name.
Like they changed the name from Sonics to Thunder because Sonics was named after airplanes and Thunder. I guess there's just a lot of thunder and lightning in Oklahoma.
I know that ring. Did you? I saw a video like Dubai's underwater right now, Buck.
Yeah, it rained a lot
because of some kind of thing they do with the rich people or all the people rich. They do something to influence like precipitation, and it rains.
Really?
Because it's a desert.
I didn't.
It's a desert.
No, you could do that.
I didn't either until I was looking at it this morning. And so basically, they like overdid it. Like I saw the video at the damn airport, like. Damn planes are damn near covered in water.
I saw a video of some camels being swept away by a flood.
Damn.
Yeah.
All that money.
I mean, maybe, and this is a crazy thought.
I'm listening.
So stop me if I get you crazy. Maybe we shouldn't try to control the weather.
I guess not, Andy.
You know what I mean?
I guess not.
Like, maybe that's not a good idea for us.
I guess not.
To do.
And it's too much.
Maybe that's too much power for people to have.
It's too much money over there to have it flooded out, too. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, it's a desert, so it always was one.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have built your city someplace else if you wanted there to be water.
I know it's probably cheaper for when y'all were like, let's turn this desert into a luxurious place to visit.
Yeah. You know what this desert needs is
it's a damn skyscraper and hotel.
A whole bunch of water for yachts.
That's where the oil is, but I'm just saying, they could have left it. The oil been there before that city was.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah.
All of the stuff has been there for billions of years.
Yeah.
Like, this all sort of happened over a long time. And then we got this idea of like, oh, let's just start doing whatever we want. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's put a hockey team in Phoenix.
Yes.
A stupid idea. Okay? It's a stupid idea. A stupid idea to put a frozen sport in Phoenix. I'm sorry. I do feel badly for those fans, but I did always think it was weird to have a hockey team in Phoenix. It's a dumb idea to mess with the weather.
It
like
is.
That, man.
It is. In a place like that,
yeah,
where they got all this money, they can afford them air conditioning.
Yeah,
that's my biggest thing.
Sure. Yeah, or at least fans.
It's hot as hell there, though.
Yeah. Then don't go.
Don't go. Don't go.
Yeah.
All right. Like, Dubai's not real. I mean, people go there, but they're not like, they're wealthy and all that stuff because of tourism.
Right,
yeah, they're not like we were
I'm sure they make a little bit off.
Yeah,
that,
like
we
when we were in Jamaica and like our guy was, you know, giving us quizzes and everything about Jamaica. And he's like telling us how much of the country's economy and all that stuff is based on tourism. It's like
all of it,
it basically. Damn,
yeah,
it's based on tourism. Same for our guy in the Bahamas. It ain't like that over there.
No.
They don't need your tourism dollars.
Yeah, no. Whether you go or not, they're going to be there.
Yes.
They're going to build skyscrapers.
Yes.
They're going to have beautiful, lush, green golf courses right in the middle of a place where it never rains.
Hell yeah.
How'd you do that? How'd you guys? Oh, right. You just have all the money so you can do whatever you want. Again, just don't play with the weather. Mother Nature is no joke. All right. Falcons draft at 8. We know that.
Yes.
I think we diagnosed what we thought or hoped would be the best case scenario for them earlier this week, which would be that if the three top quarterbacks go 1 through 3, meaning New England doesn't trade out. Nobody trades out of 3. So you got Williams, you got May, you got Daniels, in whatever order you need that to be, top 3. And then you have the three receivers go in the next 4 picks in whatever order you want.
Yes.
And then you have Joe Alt go.
Yes.
Right? So you have him go at 7. So meaning the Falcons are sitting there at 8, and J.J. McCarthy and Brock Bowers.
Yes.
And I guess the other quarterbacks as well, but I think specifically J.J. McCarthy for this conversation,
right,
are there. And then you have an opportunity, if a team wants to trade up to get him, to make a move.
Right.
Like that probably is it better if Joe Alt is off the board and Brock Bowers is there, or is it better if somehow Brock Bowers also goes and all 4 pass catchers are off the board before you pick, and Joe Alt is there too? Is there any world in which someone trades up for him, or probably not?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But, I mean, you never know. Because, you know, when you look at players like Alt, he's a blue chipper. It's a blue chip left tackle. Go play there for the next 15 years. That's his comp. It's one of those guys. So it's hard to find those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one, you sign him and all those different things. My thing is that you hope that J.J. is there for the simple reason is that you're right there. Like, and I can think of who else is thinking like that. The Bears are thinking like that. Anybody who's in front of Denver and Oakland, right there, or Minnesota. If there has not been a trade by those teams to get up to that spot to get him, and they're just sitting there waiting.
Obviously, quarterback is going to be the position that it always is. The quarterback is the most traded up for guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what teams trade up for. Mm-hmm. We understand. That's why we say best case scenario would be J.J. McCarthy falls to you at 8, and then maybe you can negotiate to move back. Is there a world in which there's a couple like, I don't know, McCarthy would have to go in the top 7. Harrison goes. Maybe Bowers gets picked somehow before the other 2 pass catchers and Joe Alt. And then you're sitting there, and Odunze and Malik Nabers are there.
Mm-hmm.
Are those guys thought highly of enough for someone to want to move up and get them?
Yes.
Because that might be a scenario as well.
Yes.
Now, the Falcons might end up taking one.
The Falcons might end up taking
one. Malik Nabers and Odunze are there at 8. You might just have to take one of those 2 guys.
Yes.
Now, one of those guys is very likely to be there at 8, and maybe you'll do that as well. I won't say very likely, but it's possible that one of those 2 guys is there for you at 8 as well. But I just feel like the more, like, because when you just go positionless and you just list the guys that you think are the best in this draft, I don't know how many offensive guys, skill position guys especially, get listed before you get to any defensive guys. Skill position guys get listed before you get to any non-skill position right. guys. Like, it's quarterbacks, it's receivers, maybe you throw Bowers in there as well. You get well past eight picks yes. before you get to that. So the best thing for the Falcons would be for those highly thought of guys, as many as possible, for those highly thought of guys to be there at eight. So maybe it's not just a quarterback hungry team that wants to get up. Maybe it's somebody that needs a receiver. Or I don't know if Brock Bowers would command that to somebody to trade up for him or not, but that's the best case scenario for the Falcons is as many of those highly thought of, especially quarterback, but as many of those highly thought of players fall to you at eight, and then you have the negotiating power to move back.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, but it's always, it's going to be the day of. You know what I mean? It's going to be the day of the draft that next Thursday. And so when you're sitting there and you're watching these guys drop, and you're watching these picks go where they're going, then you're like, okay. Because these are things that you know. You can talk about board. You know Oakland is a damn quarterback. I mean, I'm sorry, Vegas needs a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback. Yep. And Minnesota needs a quarterback. Yep.
And they're at 11, 12, and 13.
Yes, exactly. So somebody's got to try to get up ahead of each other. So hopefully if that quarterback there who looks like J.J. McCarthy is dropping, then that and if Alt and all the receivers are gone.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a prime spot.
It is.
Prime spot.
Is there such a thing as a 1-7 that is unfavorable for the Falcons? Because I really think the only thing that would be unfavorable is then if you really want to trade out, the way it breaks down before you makes it so you can't.
Right.
And then you just have to take a guy at eight, which is nothing wrong with
I just don't.
Is there a 1-7 where the Falcons are like, damn, we didn't see that coming? Now
probably if somebody jumps up to get JJ in front of him.
Okay.
Somebody gets
four quarterbacks and three receivers.
That's bad?
Bowers and Alt are what you're trading back with?
Well, if you're not trading back then. Then you just stay at eight. And
I know.
Latu or Turner.
But that'd probably be the worst grouping.
But that's not bad, right? Like, if the question is worst case scenario.
There are no disaster scenarios.
Yeah, there's really no worst case because you've already addressed the quarterback, you signed a second wide receiver, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's what they hope happens 1-7, mm-hmm.
and then
there's chaos potential for 1-7.
But there's nothing that right now I can think of that's going to change that up. If New England moves out of that three, then
that means the Falcons aren't trading it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If New England, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're – well. That means that whoever trading up to get to three is taking a quarterback.
Yeah.
And then there's still McCarthy still going to be out there.
That could help the Falcons, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
Because sometimes when teams, you know, when another general manager sees another team do something like that, that puts a little pressure on them to do it too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once a trade happens, a lot of times more trades happen.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, they're going.
Especially when they're
going to get quarterbacks.
Especially when they're that high on the day of.
That actually might benefit them. If New England was to trade back, now that would take one of the Minnesota, Denver, Las Vegas teams off the board.
Because one of them three are coming up.
That would be one of the guys that trade up.
Yes.
But then maybe you become a trade candidate for one of the other two that didn't trade up.
Or like you said, if one of those receivers falls.
Yeah.
Or Malik Neighbors, somebody. Yeah. And somebody wants to get in front of the Bears.
Yeah.
At nine.
We did it. We came up with a new scenario.
There we go, doggy.
I mean, it's almost every day we come up with a new scenario. And we've been doing this for like, it feels like a year. I'm impressed with us, and you should be too. We'll come back. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.